Here with me, I have Dr. Pierce Lyons, and Alltech is the proud sponsor of the FEI World Equestrian Games, and we're here at Kentucky Horse Park. Dr. Lyons, you've got an awesome group of people here gathered this year for a symposium, and we're going to have a little social atmosphere here, but tell me about the games coming up. I know you guys have, boy, you've invested a lot in it, and you're getting close.
We're getting so close, Chuck. We've got 130 days, I believe, now, and you can feel it. You can feel the excitement growing. You can feel the awareness. You can feel the realization. Wow, this is going to happen. Wow, 61 countries are going to come. Wow, they only got 59 when they had it in so-called horse capital, the equestrian capital over there in Europe. We got 61. Wow, with a brand new facility here. Wow, we spent $40 million to welcome the world. Oh, wow, we spent another $30 million on the other facility to welcome the world. So I don't know how you can make it any more exciting. But I think the more important thing over and above that, Chuck, is the fact that it gives us here in Kentucky an opportunity to say, you know, welcome. You all come and see us. Welcome. Stay with us. It gives us that opportunity to do our thing. And that's really what it's all about.
I heard you talking about it earlier today here at the symposium, how important this is to the community and to our, even to the country and to the business of agriculture.
It's extraordinary. You know, I was asked the same question with regard to Ireland, in fact, and the Ryder Cup over there. And the Ryder Cup, of course, then came to the United States. This is four, five, six times bigger than the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup is elitist. It's not every country plays golf, but virtually every country is in love with a horse. One third of all Americans either have a horse or touch a horse. 167 million is the economic impact that they can gauge. But that doesn't take into account this stadium, for example, where they've already got like 20 or 30 more events than they ever had before. So it means an awful lot to Kentucky. It means an awful lot to agriculture. But equally, I'd like to think is, this isn't a Kentucky event. This is an American event. This is an American celebration of the horse. So there's a financial side, there's a PR side, there's a tourism side, and just a well-being side. You know, at this day and age, we need things to feel good about. And this is a feel-good thing.
Well, I hope to have the opportunity to join you here when we get to the games taking place later this year. I know that I heard you also say that really it's going to be a reasonable venue to bring family and friends out to, again, compared to some of the alternatives that are out
there. It's, you know, what do you want to do? You want to go to something that's wholesome. You want to go to something where you can reach out and touch a horse. You want to go to something where it's got heritage. Well, if the kids are under 12, it's free. For kids like you and I, it's $25. And for kids like you and I and the kids under 12, we go to the Equine Village, we go to the Kentucky Village, we go to the Alltech Village. In the Alltech Village, we even have petting sharks. So where can you go for a good old-fashioned family day out? And incidentally, I didn't mention a horse. Yeah. And you're going to see the horses, and you're going to see the horses practicing. And for $20 or $30 more, you'll get to go to some of the events, the para equestrian. So, to my mind, it's the cheapest ticket in town. And bear in mind, we may never see it again in America. When it's done, it's done. There are no action replays. Or if there are, then we're really going to have to fight to get it. And to get it, we have to come out smelling like a rose. We have to come out, bam, we can do it. And of course we can do it. We Americans can do it. But we have to just make it the best there is. Then they'll want to come back.
Well, I don't doubt, especially with the enthusiasm that a company and led by yourself and the people that are working on it that I've met here bring to it, that that's going to be the case. So we really look forward to it.
Well, I look forward to it, Chuck, and that's what we say around here. Y'all come to see us in September. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Pierce.